Good morning. Everybody's so awake. I'm so happy about this. Good morning. All right, that's a little better. How's everyone doing this morning? Good, good. Grumpy. I heard grumpy. That's okay. Welcome to chapel. What's going to happen is we're going to sing praise and worship songs to our Heavenly Father, and we're going to stand up when we do that, so let's stand up.
what you say, that you're good and your love is great. I'm broken inside, I give you my life. Give me faith to trust what you say, that you're good and your love is strong in me. My flesh may fail, but my God, you never will.
Now let's sing this one all together.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and I wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned and unclean. We're singing how marvelous, suffered and died alone. We're singing how marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love. Thank you.
I'll move this, Josh. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll go ahead and let y'all know I'm nervous as a cat. All right. All right. When Christian came up to me 2 weeks ago and asked me to speak, I was grateful. I've grown up in a church all my life, but I've never had a chance to speak here yet. And I feel like this is a humbling opportunity for me and just a great opportunity for me to speak to my fellow classmates and my peers. Today, I'm going to speak on a topic that oftentimes, as Christians, we overlook. That's the aspect of humility. Humility can be easy, but humility is very hard at the same time. I'm going to start out by reading 1 Peter 5:5-6. It says, "In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another. Because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time." Like I said earlier, humility is an often overlooked aspect of our life. What is humility? To describe humility, let's begin by describing what humility is not. Humility is not a lack of self-confidence. There's a difference between confidence and arrogance. Confidence is knowing that you have strengths and abilities and talents that are all given by God. But arrogance is being way too confident in your confidence, as my dad would say. When we're overconfident in our confidence, we become arrogant. We throw it in people's faces. We try to put ourselves above everything else. Humility does not mean that you have to live less of a life. You can be very successful in life while still being humble at the same time. We're all here at Mid-Atlantic Christian University studying the Bible, studying how to be a better missionary, youth minister, preacher, counseling, psychology, whatever you're studying, teacher, anything else. We're sitting in Dr. Larson's hard classes, and Dr. Field's hard classes, and Professor Woolard's true or false classes, and we're learning, and it's very hard. And we are all going to be successful if we put our minds and our actions through it. But when we're successful, are we bragging about our successfulness, or are we showing humility? Let's describe what humility is. The Holman Illustrated Bible Dictionary, sounds smart, I guess, defines humility as the personal quality of being free from arrogance and pride and having an accurate estimate of one's worth. I think that definition describes it to a T. Listen to it again. It says, humility is the personal quality, yours, of being free from arrogance and pride, having an accurate estimate of one's worth. Humility is also countercultural. It's very countercultural. We live in the United States of America. I am a part of Generation Y. It's all about me. It's all about I. Toby Keith has a song that says that. All right? How much prestige can you gain? How many rungs on the ladder can you climb in your job? How much money can you acquire? That's what our country is all about, the American dream. But is that what Jesus Christ is about? You see, when we as Christians get caught up in the world, instead of being not of the world, we can easily lose our focus on what being humble really means. Humility is also putting God as our first priority at all times. At all times. Humility is thinking true and realistic thoughts about God and ourselves. It is the habitual quality whereby we live in the truth. Not every now and then. Habitual. Habit. Every day. We live by the truth. That we are created and not the creator. That God is God and we are not. I feel like oftentimes we get caught up in life and I got to do this, I got to do that, and our perspective is wrong. It's all about ourselves and not about God. Continuing with the quote, it says, "We therefore reflect the dignity and grace of God by understanding our proper role." When we understand that God is our first priority, we are practicing humility in an aspect. Humility is also seeing others better than ourselves. Romans 12:10 says, "Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves." Take the New Testament church as an example. They had so much honor. They cared for their brother and sister in Christ so much that they sold all their possessions, everything they had, to help each other out. The Bible says that they gave to each as they had need. How many of you do that to your friends, to the people in your community, to your church? How many of you actually practice that, serving each other through giving things? You can also serve each other by just simply thinking that you may not be the best thing. There may be somebody that's better at your talent, better at your ability, better at your strength than you. Take Peyton Manning, for instance. In his first game against the Pittsburgh Steelers this season, he demolished them. He thrashed them. He shredded them. Okay? I just want to make that known. He shredded them. He didn't do so well last night, but he shredded the Steelers the first game. Okay? But if you watched ESPN or SportsCenter after the game, they showed a highlight. And John Fox, the coach of the Denver Broncos, gave Peyton Manning the game ball. And in football, that's like saying, "Here, Peyton, man, great game, you're the man," basically, is what that says. And Peyton Manning, they were like, "Speech, speech," all his teammates were, "Speech, speech," you know how that is. And he was like, "All right, all right." Says Peyton Manning stood up in the middle of all his teammates. Now, these are grown men, greedy as mess in the NFL, making millions of dollars playing football to entertain me on Monday night. Okay? And Peyton Manning stands up and he says, "Guys, I'm one man of 11. He says, "I played well tonight, but it's due to my teammates that we won this game. We won this game as a team." The first thing that Peyton Manning did was thank his teammates. He said, I'm one of 11. For a man that has had the career of Peyton Manning, to say that is showing humility. And that's an aspect that we can relate to today. See, putting our love into action is the greatest way of showing humility. There's a saying that says, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That's the same for humility. Showing people that you care is a way of showing humility. Because when you show people that you care, you're not thinking of yourself. You're not putting yourself first. You're putting them first. Finally, the best example of humility is shown in the life of Jesus Christ. I'm going to read to you from Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 11. It says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of others. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset of Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient in death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." You see, we need to realize the significance of this passage in relation to humility. First, Jesus humbled himself to become a man. I think that's one thing that we often overlook. Yes, Jesus was God. But it says right there that Jesus did not see equality with God, something to be grasped. He came to earth, he became a human. He lived on the earth just like you and I am today. Jesus faced temptation to sin. He was hungry. He was thirsty. He probably got sick a couple times. Okay? He had to sleep. He had to do everything that we do. He faced the same things that we have. Oftentimes we overlook that. Second of all, Jesus humbly served others. All throughout the New Testament, you can see that Jesus served others. One significant part that I like the most about Jesus serving others is in John chapter 13. In John chapter 13, Jesus washes the disciples' feet. Now, in that day and time, that was the job of a servant. That was a job of someone of lowly position. Because in that day, they didn't have sweet Jordans or rainbow flip-flops to wear. All right? They walked on their bare feet, and they probably had some kind of makeshift sandal made of something. Okay? So their feet were dirty. Okay? So washing the disciples' feet was an absolute act of humility. I mean, just think about it. I don't know. I hate feet. All right? I hate feet. Washing somebody else's feet for me would be a leap of faith. Professor Wheeler, I got to call you out for that. You're friends in chapel. All right. But washing somebody's feet for me would be a leap of faith. It would take a lot of faith and a lot of humbling myself to wash Josh Bueno's feet or to wash Jared's feet. Okay? Because it's just something that it's not common for us, but it was common for them. And Jesus did this. And the disciples, if you remember, they were like, "What are you doing?" And Jesus was like, "I'm washing your feet." Jesus was humble. He showed humility towards others. And finally, and most significantly, Jesus humbled himself to death on the cross. The cross was the most humiliating way that Romans killed people in the Bible. The cross was a sign of just pure death for the Romans. The Romans were good at killing people, and that's how they did it. Jesus humbled himself to die on the cross. And if we're humble Christians, we need to realize the impact of this. When I was singing the song, "How Marvelous," I kind of smiled to myself as I was singing those words. And I just was thinking, you know, out of all the times I've sung this growing up, every time I sing this, do I really realize the impact of those words that I'm singing on the screen? How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Do we really understand the implication of that statement? That God himself sent his one and only Son to live on the earth humbly, to serve other people, and to die. To die. See, Jesus Christ, when he was on that cross, he showed humility through something that he said that often gets to me sometimes. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Jesus was so humble as to say that. Out of all the people that had beaten him, spit on him, mocked him, cursed him, rejected him, he said that. Jesus Christ said that. So as Christians, in our walk, in our daily habitual walk with Christ, we need to reflect these aspects. We need to show this dignity and character of Christ of humility. Because in our world, in our time today, people don't see a lot of humility. People don't see it. People don't see that you care for them more than you care for yourself. People don't understand that if they have a need, they can come to you and ask you for it. And if you're showing humility, that you'll help them out with that. People need to see first and foremost, the love of Jesus Christ through your life, through your humility. If you're showing humility, then Jesus Christ will shine through. And people will see the John 3:16 in your life. And people will understand that. See, through knowing the value of what Christ did on the cross, we should always strive to live humble lives. Not sometimes, not when it's convenient, but always. We need to serve one another. I taught a lesson. I can't find it right now, but it's a passage that says, serve one another with spiritual fervor, not lacking in zeal. That's how we need to serve one another. It needs to be each and every day. Luke 14:11 says, for all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. There's going to come a day where Jesus returns, folks. Jesus is coming again. And if we exalt ourselves here on earth, we're going to be humbled. Because every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess. We're going to be humbled. But those of us who are humble will be exalted. So as you go out through the rest of this week at school, through your classes, through wherever you may go this weekend, I encourage you to be humble. Live a life of humility. Let's pray. Awesome God, I come to you right now. I just thank you for the absolute privilege to be able to speak your word. God, to be able to read the scripture and just have the privilege to stand up on the stage without the fear of persecution is amazing. God, I thank you for Jesus Christ and for his sacrifice on the cross. I thank you for his life of service on this earth that he lived. God, I thank you for the chance that we have each and every day to go out and serve you and show others humility in our lives. I ask that we not merely be hearers of the word, but be doers. And be doers through humility. God, I thank you and I love you. And we appreciate your son, Jesus Christ. And help us to never take him for granted. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
it all.